KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 58 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high of 78. We picked up 17 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall in Atlantic yesterday. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A man wanted on warrants out of Missouri for being a fugitive from justice was arrested late last night in Montgomery County. Authorities say 41-year-old Scott Roy Michaels of Grant was arrested at around 10:20 p.m. in the 1100 block of U Avenue in Grant. Michaels was being held without bond in Montgomery County Jail while awaiting extradition to Missouri. A 21-year-old man has made a plea deal on charges that he provided alcohol to an underage youth who was later involved in a collision that killed two teenage girls. Matthias Storck-Breda is scheduled to be sentenced on July the 15th. He's pleaded guilty to two misdemeanor counts of selling, giving, or supplying alcohol to a minor. Prosecutors reduced the charges from felonies in exchange for Stork's pleas. The deal also calls for a jail sentence of 360 days with all but 45 days suspended and 2 years of probation. Prosecutors say Stork supplied beer to Trevor Fiotto in August. The 18-year-old Fiotto of Clarksville had pleaded not guilty to charges of vehicular homicide. A soldier from Western Iowa who died last month while on duty in Colorado will be laid to rest Monday in Pottawatomie County, according to the Daily Nonpareil. Officials of the Army at Fort Carson in Colorado Springs said in a press release that Sergeant Matthew D. Reynolds died on post at Fort Carson on June 22nd. The incident was under investigation. According to a GoFundMe.com campaign set up by a friend, Reynolds' death occurred during a training exercise, but Fort Carson officials declined to comment further beyond their original statement. Reynolds was a 29-year-old Carter Lake native who joined the Army in July of 2008. He was deployed to Iraq from October of 2009 through June of 2010 and also served in Afghanistan from August of 2013 through April 2014. His service took him to Germany as well. Reynolds arrived in Fort Carson in August of last year. He leaves behind his wife, Tina, a Council Bluffs native, and their children, Dominic, Nikolai, and Cammy Joe. A visitation is planned for 1 until 8 p.m. on Sunday at the Hoya Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs, with the family present from 5 until 8 p.m. And the Atlantic City Council Wednesday approved the plans, specifications, and form of contract for the Connector Trail and Pedestrian Bridge project. Their action followed a public hearing during which there were no comments. The council subsequently received word from Snyder and Associates engineer Dave Sturm that the bids had been open for the project and reviewed.
We did take bids for this pedestrian bridge project that we've been discussing for the last several months. We took those bids yesterday here at City Hall, and we were in receipt of four bids. The low bid was A.M. Horan & Son, local here in Atlantic, Iowa, with a bid of $497,049.14, which was about $80,000 under our estimate, so we're in great shape. Second bid was also local Atlantic, Curtis & Concrete, but they were just under $540,000. So the bids were very competitive, well below our estimate.
The project has been in work since 2010. It's expected to be completed by the end of November, weather permitting. And the city has agreed to contribute $50,000 from the local option sales tax progress fund toward the project, which City Administrator John Lund could serve as a potential launchpad for a number of economic development opportunities. In our funeral announcements, Edith Gustafson, age 90, of Avoca, died March 13th. Graveside services for Edith Gustafson will be today at 9:30 at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery in Van Meter. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Colton Pulver, age 24, of Baird, died Sunday in an automobile accident. Funeral services for Colton Pulver will be today at 11 o'clock at the St. Gregory Gymnasium in Baird. Odie Funeral Home in Baird has arrangements. Joelle Beasley, age 47, who's formerly of Harlan, died Friday in Washington, Iowa. A massive Christian burial service for Joelle Beasley will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Daryl Davis, age 83, of Elliott and formerly of Messina, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Daryl Davis will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Elliott United Methodist Church. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak has the arrangements. Ronnie Majerus, age 62, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Services for Ronnie Majerus will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Russell Davis, age 84, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Russell Davis will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Richard Wetzel, age 84, of Council Bluffs, died Sunday at CHI Mercy Hospital. Funeral services for Richard Wetzel will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Lucille Verath, age 98, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at Greenfield Nursing and Healthcare Center. Celebration of life services for Lucille Verath will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Lester Wheatley, age 99, of Elkhorn and formerly of Marnie, died Tuesday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Lester Wheatley will be next Tuesday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And John Tiedman, age 76, of Adair, died June 25th at the VA Medical Center in Des Moines. Private family memorial services for John Tiedman will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Henson reporting.